Carolyn Aldridge says she discovered she had cancer completely by accident.
It was just a shock, literally a shock.
In a rush to catch a train back in October of 2011, she was hit by the train car's closing doors. She shrugged off a lump on her side, assuming it was bruising. But then that lump started getting bigger, and she went to get it checked out.
I'm waiting for them to say, oh, we're going to aspirate. We're going to take the bruised blood out. To my surprise, they told me it was cancer.
Breast cancer. And it was an especially aggressive form.
It wasn't just normal. It wasn't just something that, you know, the ductal. It was triple negative. And it was all of the things that, as they say, angry cancer.
Triple negative breast cancer doesn't respond to less invasive treatments like hormone therapy because it lacks the three cancer receptors those treatments target. It's also more likely to recur than other subtypes of breast cancer. So after undergoing a mastectomy, Aldridge's doctors recommended radiation and chemotherapy.
To be honest with you, the thought of chemo really freaked me out. So after the surgery, I really weighed my options. But because of it being a triple negative, I just didn't want to take a chance. So I just said, let me do all of the procedures.
And the procedures worked. A year after her diagnosis, doctors gave Aldridge a clean bill of health.
You're done. We'll see you in 6 months. And I literally was like, okay, what do I do now? How am I supposed to feel? Because I'm still feeling like something's missing. You're not plugging me into what I need to be plugged into to help me get back to me. And you're just looking at me saying, okay, you're fine. You know, but this, I just felt like I was still unplugged.
So the cancer was gone, but so was Aldridge's sense of normalcy. She was a healthy 51-year-old, but she didn't feel like the person she was before her treatment.
I'm a go-getter. I'm always going somewhere. I didn't have that ability to just get up and go whenever I wanted to. I'm very independent. I had to become dependent on folk to help me.
Aldridge says she expected to feel tired, but no one prepared her for how intense her fatigue would be or for how long it would last.
No one said you'd be doing your daily routine of shopping and all of a sudden you've just got to stop because you can't go a step further. But no one said that told you how to manage those things or how to build your stamina back up so that you could get back to a normal life.
And there were other things stopping Aldridge from getting back to her old routine. Scarring from her surgeries made it painful to lift her arm. She started looking into physical therapy options when someone told her about the STAR program, which offers rehab designed specifically for cancer patients.
The key to the rehab is setting up personalized goals. We listen to the patient and we determine together, the patient and the therapist, what they want to achieve from therapy.
Remember, you're going to bring the cane up.
She's come a long way since she first started.
And when you start to feel a little stretch, stop.
Okay.
Kathleen Tatro is a physical therapist who worked with Aldridge for 2 months at the STAR Center at Brockton Signature Healthcare.
Well, when she first started, Carolyn held her arm like this.
Tatro showed me how Aldridge used to clutch her right arm against her chest.
She wasn't able to move her arm away from her body. And when she did, it was significantly painful. She was very tight in her chest area, which is common with the breast cancer reconstruction surgery that she went through. So we gradually were able to release some of the tension and get her to have a little more range of motion.
The endurance and strength training paid off. Aldridge has enough energy to return to work full time. And she showed me how she's able to reach the top shelf in the kitchen where she loves to cook.
In order to get to here, I'd have to be on my tippy toes or use the stool, but now I can reach up.
She can also do simple things that became major challenges after her treatment.
I can use a curling iron because I can put my hands above my head and not have to wait a couple of minutes or, you know, the weight of the curling iron. I can do my normal activities now. And I don't have to call anyone to say, can you help me button the buttons in the back? I can literally lift around and do the buttons in the back now because they really worked with the muscles and the tissues until I got back to where I should be.
Aldridge says she's grateful to have her independence back. But what she values most is the emotional support she received from the staff at the STAR program.
The thing that stuck out the most to me, every single appointment, I was always asked, how are you feeling? They wanted to hear how I was feeling, not how my arm was feeling, but how am I doing?
Dr. Julie Silver understands how important that is. She developed the STAR program in 2009 after discovering firsthand there was a need for it. At age 38, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I had wonderful care, but I did have to rehab myself, and it was very hard. I had three little kids at home. It was very difficult.
Silver says the emotional and physical well-being of cancer survivors go hand in hand.
There's a lot of new research looking at distress in cancer mm-hmm. survivors and really tying the physical and the emotional together. People who are in pain, even if it's musculoskeletal pain, they worry that their cancer's coming back. They think, oh my goodness, that's cancer pain. It really can help a lot alleviate some of that worry.
STAR Rehab is now available in 40 states. And thanks to statewide initiatives backed by cancer charities, it's accessible to survivors across Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Carolyn Aldridge hopes that will mean more people get the help they need to get their lives back on track.
Life is not over. It's just not. To me, it's just beginning. It's just beginning a little differently now.
Liz Alessi, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.